This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on monthly printing shipments for September 2010. All this is copyright 2010 by What They Think. We did it. We've got six consecutive months of current dollar increase in U.S. commercial printing shipments. It hasn't happened for a while. Five of the last 6 months have been up on an inflation-adjusted basis. That's extremely good news. Our shipments for September were $7.58 billion. That was up almost 3.5%. That was up almost $250 million compared to September 2009. When you adjust that for inflation, it was up $165 million or about 2.2%. We've been grappling with this idea whether or not there's an election effect in here since a lot of the political printing was coming from grassroots movements who would find print to be accessible to them to get out to their marketplace because they couldn't afford the broadcast and the like, or weren't getting support from national parties. We had a big discussion about this in our prior report, which you may want to download just to get a feel for that. It's too early to tell at this time, not because we don't want to, but because we're waiting for data from the government. One thing that we're going to find out is that Canada's printing shipments were up, and they've been up a little bit for the past few months, and that makes us wonder if there's something secular going on here with the printing business, because Canada's not having any Tea Party and other grassroots efforts increasing their election printing in Canada. So that may give us a hint that that there may be a little something more going on here. We're going to talk about our comparisons to 2009 and whether or not they are actually valid in a few slides coming up. But while we're here, why don't we talk about Canada? Canada's shipments were $758 million. That was up about 2.2% in Canada's dollars. On an inflation-adjusted basis, was up 0.4%. When we adjusted for the constantly weakening U.S. dollar, that was up 15.8% and 13.8% on an inflation-adjusted basis. The weak dollar is a real problem for Canada's printers, and it's not going to be abating anytime soon. As far as our forecast for 2010 goes, we're forecasting 2010, the year's almost over, we're sticking with our $85 billion. It may be as high as $87 billion. So that's good news. We don't mind being wrong on the forecast side, and we're still forecasting $8.9 billion for Canada. So let's go straight to slide four. You can see the dark blue line down at the bottom. That's 2009, and you see the line just above it. That is 2010, and you see the past few months have been above that trend from 2008. On slide five, we've adjusted for inflation. The lines are a little bit closer. And you see in July, it dropped down below the 2009 level a little bit, but nonetheless, it is above. It is not near the brown line for 2008. See, that is a problem, and it's not very close to the 2006 and 2007 lines either. Notice how 2007 had a very big bulge in October for a lot of retail printing, and notice how that has subsided. And that is the media shift that we've been seeing. Also take a look at in 2009, the strong March compared to the October, and we may have a situation where October is a big month or the biggest month of the year all over again, but nowhere near the importance that it used to be. So our seasonality in our industry has changed quite dramatically as the retailers have changed the media that they use. On slide six, we've added the forecast, and we are forecasting that the rest of the year will be above 2009. That is at least according to the forecast and the models, and it seems to make sense that would be the case, and we certainly hope that that is the case. On slide seven, we're showing our usual bar chart where we are comparing the years on a current dollar basis and an inflation-adjusted basis where they might be a little easier to see. You see 2010 is finally flat with 2009, except on the inflation side. And even there, I would think that there's a good chance it will catch up with that. So that's good news. But we also see what the difference was compared to the other years. We are nowhere near those other years, and we've got some slides coming up where we will discuss that a little further. Slide 8 showing our forecasts is the green column. Those are our qualitative forecasts where we take into account all the other technological, demographic, and other things that are going on. But our conservative statistical forecast has really picked up for 2016. That was in the low 50s earlier this year, and we discussed even that in the last report. Turns out the last report that we did last month may be worth downloading if you haven't already and listening to again, because we discuss a lot of these changes to our forecasts and also the whole election thing with some review of prior years. The aggressive forecast is still looking quite down for 2016, and we kind of balance these forecasts and then look at all of our other things. We will be rerunning our GDP model next month. I tend not to run it on a GDP advanced data because those data are revised so much. But that forecasting model doesn't work anyway. The next slide is a comparison of 2008 and 2010. Now, I thought this may be a little more interesting rather than comparing to 2009, which is an extremely bad year, and therefore the comparisons may not be exactly, worthwhile. So let's compare it to 2008. We've got two sides. We've got the current dollar side and the inflation-adjusted side. On the blue side with the current dollars, you see that shipments are down 12.6%. And that is quite a change compared to what we would normally be expecting. But it just shows you how bad 2009 is. On the next column, the inflation-adjusted 2008 to 2010 comparison shows a 13.7% difference, and say, oh, gee, that's not that bad. But then we take a look at the this slide, which is slide 10, 2000 versus 2010, to see what's happened over the last decade, and you see a 14.8% decrease for the year. The inflation-adjusted side shows a 34% decrease, and that's the one that we've really got to look at, because we're using dollars today, and we have to make sure that we have a valid comparison, and we've got to adjust them for inflation. So the industry has decreased by about a third. We've lost $45 billion worth of shipments. If the current dollar situation were valid, we wouldn't have lost as many employees as we have. So the inflation-adjusted side is a much, much better indicator of the true change that has been happening in our business. So if we're going to make up some stuff, we've got a lot to make up. And it's not going to happen because of the technological changes that are still going on. In fact, we've got some forecast now that the Apple iPad will be selling in 2011 at the rate of 4 million per month. And lately, it started out immediately at the 1 million per month, and there are complaints that it's not enough. But there are some new forecasts coming out from stock analysts that 4 million a month is going to be their volume. That's absolutely incredible. And we'll continue to change the way that people access information, and the frequency and the location and all of that, and that's going to be very, very difficult for us to compete with. On slide 11, I thought I would discuss capacity. I wrote a column about this just about 2 weeks ago, and I thought I would cover it here since I am getting a lot of questions about capacity when I go speak around the country. And I just thought I would put together these data from 1995, so we've got 15 years of data here, and talk about some of the periods that we've had where it just really shows that this measure doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The printing profits from 1995 to 2000 were on the internet bubble and growing, and were for a period over $14 billion annual. That was the rate that they were looking at. Yet during that time, capacity utilization dropped from 85% to about 78%, yet the profits kept on rising. How can that be? How can that be? Because there's too much capacity in the industry, right? We're always hearing that. And the only way there'll be profits in the industry is to get rid of printers. Well, during all this time, we're losing 1,000 printers a year. Isn't that enough? Yet, somehow, we keep having increased profits during this particular period, and the utilization is going down. Then we had the recession and 9/11 and a whole bunch of things, but the reason why that big steep, well, I call it the ski slope there, that's how steep that thing looks. Why did that happen? Well, because the internet bubble broke and people actually started to use the internet. All that time had passed, the internet started to become a very important resource for people. So we had the massive changes in media and the way people were allocating their budget, and this is our first hint that the internet was going to be a problem for us and not this big boon for traditional printing the way a lot of folks were talking in that earlier period. So from 2001 to 2004, profits settled out and we're moving in the $4 to $5 billion range, yet capacity utilization kept going down. So again, we had a situation where profits were kind of okay, considering the time that we were in, but utilization was going down. Then we get this rush of capacity utilization from 2004 to 2007, and profits keep moving sideways. We should have been having a profits boom during that time, but we didn't. And then they peak somewhere around 80%, and they start to drop again. Well, profits start to drop for a little period here. And then what happens? Capacity utilization keeps going down, but profits rise. How did that happen? Now, one of the most important ingredients of the capacity utilization discussion has to be what market prices are. And it's never included in the discussion. It just assumes, and people don't realize they're making this assumption, it assumes that prices are stable or are related to the supply and demand of printing capabilities. That's what capacity utilization is. But we know that it's affected by the availability of other media and the competition for those dollars by those other media. We've learned that. We've learned that very, very well over the past decade. So that's one of the missing parts of the capacity discussion that is never, ever brought in. And that's exactly what's happened to us. So why are profits going up now? Well, because a lot of very weak printing companies have gone out of the business, and a lot of their volumes have gone into surviving and healthier and more productive printing businesses, and they can make money even though the capacity utilization rate might be going down. How do we know that this is possible? Well, because capacity utilization has been declining for 25 years, and during those periods we've had some extremely profitable times. So avoid the discussion about capacity utilization. It doesn't really lead anywhere. Focus more on break-even points and keep moving the break-even point of equipment and also entire departments and companies down to as low a level as possible and keep stretching the distance between the revenue side and the break-even line. And that's a far better measure that can be used in managing a company. Now in slide 12, I just thought I brought in up Canada again. As we see from the dark blue line, that's Canada's shipments in Canadian dollars. We see that things are getting a little bit better. They're improving a bit. They've had a really rough ride in Canada with the industry. But it is kind of stabilizing. And this is that one little question I have about the elections. The forecast for Canada is still $9 billion Canadian for the year, going down to now $8 billion. That's our forecasting models are changing there, too. The aggressive model is just so absolutely pessimistic. I'm afraid to look. My eyes have to avert themselves. We just take the average between the two of them, and we get a printing market that's half the size of what it will be in 2010. I don't think we really believe that. I mean, it could happen if the dollar keeps staying weak and U.S. printers sell more and more into Canada. That's one of the things that we have to start investigating as to one of the possible reasons why U.S. printing shipments have been better. It's hard to do because the trade data are not fully available yet for all of these months, but we will be taking a good look at that sometime very soon. And slide 14, as we come to our end, I would suggest that if you have not already, to download the slides and the audio from the Print CEO Forum, where my presentation was The Turbulent Ride to 2020, and I got very good response to that. And also the breakfast presentation that was sponsored by Man Roland at Graph Expo. So download those. And also on the next slide, if you haven't already, download Disrupting the Future. That has had some interesting things happen to it over this past month. We've had a couple of printers in Europe really start to use the book in their business, even though all the jokes and all the snarky comments are about the U.S. media and U.S. entertainment and all. But I guess there's enough there that people are getting a lot of information out of it. And also, I had a situation where I was at a private event for a vendor to talk to their customers, and one of the customers came up to me and said, "I read your book and really enjoyed it, but you'd be interested to find out how we learned about it." And I was curious about this, so I asked, and the person said that our manager of our China facility told us that we definitely had to read this book, that he had just finished reading it. So this is one of the reasons why you give the book away for free online, and feel free to download and share, and there's a lot in there that will make you think, and also a lot in there to disagree with, I'm sure. But all in all, it's a very interesting way of looking at the business, and hope it brings forth a lot of new ideas for the industry. So with that, we're going to close again for this particular month, and I want to thank you for downloading this special report, and look forward to chatting with you in a few weeks.